John Jacques, was a young man in 1994. You're still a young man. Were you even old enough to vote 30 years ago, John Jacques Cornish?
That's very, very kind of you. And just because I bought you a couple of drinks in Turkey, there's no need to be insincere. I think I made it. I did make it, you know. And when I was in the capital of our freedom-loving nation then, as I am now, I remember exactly where I was when I voted. It was just fantastic. And, you know, I remember the IEC covering it. It was, well, you know, I was a deputy editor of a newspaper at the time. So I really wasn't out on the streets enough as a reporter. I missed that and certainly made up for that later. But the point is, it was a huge day. And I remember standing on the queue. I didn't stand on the queue for a long, long time, but I remember the atmosphere there. That sense we had of absolute euphoria and optimism for the future. You know, I felt I returned to South Africa somewhat reluctantly in the mid 80s. And then suddenly this happened and I felt like I'd won the lottery. And we haven't had that feeling again since, well, we had a slight recurrence in 2010 with the World Cup. But for the rest, it's been a fairly depressing ride, yeah. You know.
I thought you forgot about those Turkish coffees, Jean-Jacques, but let's get to the important matters of African news. A summit in Algeria is attempting to revive the paralyzed Maghreb Arab Union and get better trade dealings with Europe.
Well, you know, the countries having to work independently of one another, the Europeans, obviously, like any trading bloc, would take advantage of that. Maghreb Arab Union, first meeting in 1989, and they certainly didn't have enough summits. The previous summit was in was 20 years ago. Now, the Maghreb Arab Union is Maghreb being the place, the opposite of Mpumalanga, the place where the sun sets. And it's five countries, Tunisia, Libya, Algeria, Mauritania, and Morocco. And of course, Algeria and Morocco at daggers drawn, certainly over the Western Sahara and other issues. Morocco has expansionist issues going all the way across the top of Africa. And so it doesn't seem that the Maghreb Arab Union is going to get going. But we have the leaders, Tebboune of Algeria, Said of Tunisia, and Memfi from Libya, met in a summit at the weekend and decided to form what they call a kind of regional coalition, and that will work towards security, peace, development, and again forming a united trade front to deal with Europe and to get better acknowledgement and better terms with Europe. So it's a very, very important development. I hope Mauritania will be able to come into that. I certainly hope that Morocco will also eventually, when it gets its act together, in other words, stops its illegal occupation of Western Sahara and takes a realistic view. It's backer in the that allows it to behave in this way. France is taking a different view of Morocco, and I certainly hope in the longer term that's going to mean something.
And then the World Bank is withholding aid to Tanzania because there's reports of killing, rapes, forced evictions in a nature reserve that is being enlarged.
Well, the Ruaha Reserve in Tanzania is being doubled in size. It's a national park, very big one already, and they're putting in roads and visitor centers and all sorts of things. And the World Bank is sponsoring this, and they budgeted 150 million this year, but they've withheld the last 50 million because of these stories. It's the Resilient Natural Resources Management Center, REGARD, and they, to get the land, are actually behaving very badly, getting hold of, killing livestock, killing some herders and fishers, and there have been reports of rape, and the World Bank has simply said, look, in that case, you know, until we get absolutely sure, we're withholding this money. And it's rather unusual because, you know, Tanzania is a bit of a model country in Africa it's democracy works. It's had changes, literal changes of government, you know, and it's been an example. Certainly, as we remember it, as one of the frontline states fighting apartheid, you know, and under Mwalimu Julius Nyerere, it really was a remarkable state. And subsequent prime ministers, relations between South Africa and Tanzania are very, very good. So this is very disappointing, and I hope they can get to the bottom of it very quickly.
Well, Jean-Jacques Cornish, thanks so much for joining us. We'll chat to you next week with the Africa Report. Enjoy your Freedom Day.